With these developments, suddenly chance and probability were being introduced right into the heart of physics, which previously had given us precise predictions and detailed trajectories of particles, from planets to comets to cannonballs. This uncertainty was finally codified by Heisenberg when he proposed the uncertainty principle, that is, the concept that you cannot know both the exact velocity and the position of an electron at the same time, nor can you know its exact energy, measured over a given amount of time. At the quantum level, all the basic laws of common sense are violated. Electrons can disappear and reappear elsewhere, and electrons can be many places at the same time. Ironically, Einstein, the godfather of the quantum theory, who helped to start the revolution in 1905, and Schrödinger, who gave us the wave equation, were horrified by the introduction of chance into fundamental physics. Einstein wrote, "Quantum mechanics calls for a great deal of respect, but some inner voice tells me that this is not the true Jacob. The theory offers a lot, but it hardly brings us any closer to the old man's secret. For my part, at least, I'm convinced that he doesn't throw dice." Heisenberg's theory was revolutionary and controversial, but it worked. In one sweep, physicists could explain a vast number of puzzling phenomena, including the laws of chemistry. To impress my PhD students with just how bizarre the quantum theory is, I sometimes ask them to calculate the probability that their atoms will suddenly dissolve and reappear on the other side of a brick wall. Such a teleportation event is impossible under Newtonian physics, but is actually allowed under quantum mechanics. The answer, however, is that one would have to wait longer than the lifetime of the universe for this to occur. If you used a computer to graph the Schrödinger wave of your own body, you would find that it very much resembles all the features of your body, except that the graph would be a bit fuzzy, with some of your waves oozing out in all directions. Some of your waves would extend even as far as the distant stars. So there is a very tiny probability that one day you might wake up on a distant planet. The fact that electrons can seemingly be many places at the same time forms the very basis of chemistry. We know that electrons circle around the nucleus of an atom like a miniature solar system. But atoms and solar systems are quite different. If two solar systems collide in outer space, the solar systems break apart, and planets are flung into deep space. Yet when atoms collide, they often form molecules that are perfectly stable, sharing electrons between them. In high school chemistry class, the teacher often represents this with a smeared electron, which resembles a football, connecting the two atoms together. But what chemistry teachers rarely tell their students is that the electron is not smeared between two atoms at all. This football actually represents the probability that the electron is in many places at the same time within the football. In other words, all of chemistry, which explains the molecules inside our bodies, is based on the idea that electrons can be many places at the same time. And it is this sharing of electrons between two atoms that holds the molecules of our body together. Without the quantum theory, our molecules and atoms would dissolve instantly. This peculiar but profound property of the quantum theory, that there is a finite probability that even the most bizarre events may happen, was exploited by Douglas Adams in his hilarious novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He needed a convenient way to whiz through the galaxy, so he invented the infinite improbability drive, a wonderful new method of crossing vast interstellar distances in a mere nothingth of a second, without all that tedious mucking around in hyperspace. His machine enables you to change the odds of any quantum event at will, so that even highly improbable events become commonplace. So if you want to jet off to the nearest star system, you would simply change the probability that you will rematerialize on that star, and voila, you would be instantly teleported there. In reality, the quantum jumps so common inside the atom cannot be easily generalized to large objects such as people, which contain trillions upon trillions of atoms. Even if the electrons in our body are dancing and jumping in their fantastic journey around the nucleus, there are so many of them that their motions average out. That is, roughly speaking, why at our level, substances seem solid and permanent. So while teleportation is allowed at the atomic level, one would have to wait longer than the lifetime of the universe to actually witness these bizarre effects on the macroscopic scale. But can one use the laws of the quantum theory to create a machine to teleport something on demand, as in science fiction stories? Surprisingly, the answer is a qualified yes.